Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk about something which, in my opinion, we don't discuss much. And this is something which, in my opinion, is a huge part of what we do and is big part of our business, is big part of how we conduct our photo shoots. But for whatever reason, as I said, we focus way too much on, you know, technical stuff. We talk about equipment, gear, lighting, but we never talk about the mental state, our mood, about our feelings, about what happens when we're going to get hit with some kind of depression. And this is something what I would like to discuss today. Recently, I've gone through some extremely difficult time in my life, and I was just kind of waiting with this podcast because I wasn't sure if I'm even ready to talk about it, but I think this is the right moment right now because it's been almost 3 months since this whole thing happened, and I'm going to discuss this in a second, and how this whole situation impact my life, my business, the way I communicate with my clients, the way I deal with my photo shoots, the way how I work on my business. This whole thing just completely got off the rails, and I slowly but surely trying to build this back together, and I'm trying to basically get back on the feet, and hopefully at some point I'm going to be able to get back where I was before this situation happened. So the long story short, 3 months ago my wife decided that she's going to file for divorce. And she pretty much left. I didn't expect that at all. I hoped that, you know, this whole thing's going to work out. Also, I have a completely different way of seeing our marriage. I thought we have a decent marriage, even though, you know, we were not perfect. But I didn't expect that this whole thing's going to go that way. But I have to face the reality, I have to face the situation, and I have to tell you that the first couple months, it was the hardest time of my life. I never went through a similar situation before, and I had to somehow deal with this. And as I said, I didn't expect how this whole thing is going to impact my business. I didn't know how this whole thing is going to impact everything what I do. But it did, and on the scale that I couldn't even imagine. And that's why I've decided to discuss this, and hopefully anyone who is listening to this and going through some difficult times in their life, and they are in this industry, I want to let you know that I know how that feels when you are completely disconnected from what you do. And believe it or not, even though I have a huge passion for photography, I love what I do. I extremely enjoy every moment doing photo shoots, dealing with clients, dealing with my business. This is something which I really enjoyed all the time. But when this whole thing happened, I have to tell you that I got completely disconnected from it. I couldn't shoot. I couldn't deal with my clients. I couldn't focus. I couldn't do anything to even make this work. And probably you didn't see it much because on social media, I was trying to keep it going somehow. And I was trying to make it look like everything is okay and fine. But behind the scenes, I was going through literally hell. And I know all of us, we're going through those situations. I know that any of you guys probably went through something similar. There could be divorce, could be death in the family, could be some other struggles, could be depression. The list goes on and on and on. And I know that the mental state is extremely important, especially what we do. Because if you cannot really focus on your job, you cannot think straight, you cannot really connect with your clients, you cannot really, I don't know, just you know, put your thoughts in what you do, this whole thing's gonna fall apart. And that's what happened to me. The first couple photo shoot, I had to cancel in the middle of the shoot because I was completely out of it. I was taking shots, but I couldn't connect with my subject. I was completely, doing things on the autopilot, which I was shooting, but I didn't even know what I was doing, which was kind of extreme, and I never experienced that before. But my mind was completely occupied by the situation, and I didn't know what to do to basically break this. And I want to just share with you what I've done and what helped me with this whole situation. And I don't want to go into details what actually took place and, you know, dealing with all this other stuff, such as lawyers and you know, all this trauma which I had to go through. But I'm going to share with you the stuff, what I've done, which helped me to get out of this. And hopefully, I'm not fully healed. I'm still dealing with a lot of stuff. But at least I have the path and I know what to do to somehow, I don't want to say trick my mind to do what it's supposed to, but at least I know what can help me to slowly get out of this difficult times. And I, as I said, I hit massive severe depression, which completely put me out of like literally everything what I was doing. I was completely disconnected with so many different things. The one thing which kept me alive was my son. And this is something which basically helped me also to just put the shit together and put myself together so I could go through this and I could just come out of this the way that I was able to slowly rebuild everything what I have lost. So let's start with some of the stuff which I want to share with you, because that's, I deeply believe, going to help you if you're going to run into some kind of challenging mental states in your life. You're going to run into some depressions, or you're going to go with some, you know, mood which is not allowing you to kind of do the work you're supposed to, or, you know, just basically makes you feel that you completely out of control. So the first thing what I want to talk about it is allow yourself to feel, because that was something which I was just struggling with. This feel and this pain and everything what I was going through was something I couldn't even bear to handle it. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was completely, my body just went on, as I said, total autopilot, which I was not even capable of controlling. So I think allowing yourself to feel and don't suppress those feelings, I think is going to help you a little bit to just, you know, sit down and just allow those feelings go through your mind, going through your body. And I'm not saying you're going to enjoy this because it's extremely painful, but at least try to recognize those feelings, those emotions, and try to understand them, where they're coming from. Try to somehow sit on them and just allow them to just make go through your body. And that was something what I couldn't do for the first month. I was just all over the place, and then I was just fighting with my thoughts. I was fighting with my brain. I was fighting with literally everything when it comes to thinking, because my thoughts were completely all over the place, and I couldn't find logic, and I couldn't find sense, and I couldn't find the reason. I was just basically just completely mess when it comes to even structure whatever I was thinking, feeling, and just my emotions were just like all over the place. But as soon as I started literally try to calm myself down and focus on those emotions, try to recognize them, try to tag them, try to give them names, and just kind of know what exactly I'm feeling, helped me a lot. The next thing would help me a lot was support from my family and support from my friends. That was something which, to be honest, I didn't expect that, how healing that is. And even just ability to talk to somebody and allowing to express yourself and just share what you feel, share your emotions, sharing your trauma, just kind of getting those things out was really something that helped me tremendously. And believe it or not, I have some amazing friends who were 24/7 available for me whenever I could. I was in those down moments. I could always pick up the phone, call them. Some of them, they didn't even want to talk over the phone. They were just coming and visiting and just sit with me and just listening. That was extremely healing. And I have to say that that's really, really helped me to just fight those moments where I was feeling like I'm completely out of control. And, you know, if you don't have friends, and I'm saying like most of us, they have friends, but you have to also have friends who are willing to listen, friends who they open to spending time with you, and they're not going to judge you. They're not going to just give you advices. They're not going to try to help you, because I think in those type of situations, sometimes giving you advice and just, I don't know, just pushing all this what you should do or what you shouldn't do, or give you a bunch of different scenarios, it's not going to help you. You need someone who, as I said, is willing to listen, because I think talking to friends helps you to, as I said, getting those things out, structure those things, try to find sense out of it. And I think it's also going to help you calm your mind down, because letting those things out always just kind of helps you to take all this pressure from you and just kind of like spit it out. That's something extremely important. The next thing, which is also extremely important, and I know when this whole thing started, I didn't knew how this whole thing's going to unfold. So you have to give yourself a time. And I know this is something which is not easy, especially in those moments, because the time takes forever and every day is painful. Every day is hard. Every day is a challenge, but try to focus on the long term. Try to focus on, you know, what's going to happen in the next month or 6 months or a year, and try to kind of look towards it. Because I have to tell you that with each day, I'm not saying that was at the beginning was not significant, but with, let's say, weeks or in this case months, I can feel that this pressure and the tension and the anger and everything what I'm going through is less painful. And this is something which also is important, because I think at the beginning for all of us, this whole thing is unbearable and something that it's so hard to even deal with. But you have to look for the next day. You have to look for the next week, and you will see with the time, the pain will ease, and you will see that this whole thing's going to have more sense. You can clear a lot of those things. You will make sense out of a lot of those stuff. You can put some structure to it, and this whole thing start kind of like helping you to understand what actually is happening, and it's going to help you to just deal with this on the level that you can control this a little bit better. Because as I said, at the beginning, especially the first month, was something that I was completely out of control. Like my body completely took over, and I thought this whole thing's gonna last forever. But actually, you know, this is completely different. With the time, it's gonna be much, much easier. The next one, which is something which is extremely important, and that came from my friends who helped me practice self-care. And I think it's so easy, especially in this kind of moments where, you know, your mind is completely out of control and you cannot really focus on anything and you don't know what to do. And then, you know, like you just completely lost in this whole situation. You have to make some structure for being healthy, and comes down to, you know, eating well and exercise. Those two things are so important that you're not going to believe that this is going to help you to survive this whole difficult times. And this is what I've done. I think the first, as I said, first few weeks was something that I was completely out of control, and I was just eating junk food, doing things which I shouldn't do when it comes to, you know, doing a little bit of alcohol, and I thought this is going to help, but actually that just make this whole thing worse. But I decided I need to focus on my health and on my exercise, And that's what also helped me. The good food, it's a fuel to your body, which is going to help you also to heal quicker. And exercise, any type, running, whatever you want to do, as long as you can take your mind out of the situation and focus on something different and make your body tired, then your body will go towards, you know, this tiredness, and it's going to go towards something different, and it's going to just literally relieve you from all this pain and all this tension and all this, you know, crazy mind thought. So I found that exercise, and especially in my case, running, helped me tremendously to literally take my mind off the situation. So if you don't have that kind of in place, force yourself. That's the only way to do it. There are so many occasions I didn't want to exercise. I want to eat junk food. I want to do some bad stuff. But the best way to do it is just, as I said, make a plan, stick to it, and doesn't matter if you like it or not, just make it the first step. This is something that's going to help you a lot, and you will see how tremendous impact that's going to have on your health and on your mental state, and it's going to definitely allow you to heal quicker, and it's going to help you to just basically, you know, get your mind out of this difficult situation. The next one is express your emotions. And this is not easy, especially when your mind is all over the place, your emotions are all over the place, you don't feel like doing anything. But what I found helped me the most was writing stuff on the paper or on the computer. Doesn't matter, as long as you can spit this out, you can put that in writing, you can put that, I don't know, in this case, like podcast, that's also going to help you a lot to just get these negative things out of your system. And I remember when this whole thing happened, I couldn't talk to my friends, I couldn't talk to my family, and I just was just a mess. And I wrote letters to my parents. I write letters to myself, even, believe it or not, to kind of like express what I feel, express what I'm going through, express everything what my mind is doing. Helped me a lot. So if you have those moments where you're just completely out of control, you think that there's not much hope in your life, and then you depressed, you're angry, your emotions are everywhere, sit down, take a piece of paper and start writing stuff. Whatever you feel, whatever comes to your mind, start doing this. This is going to help you a lot. And I've been doing this since, maybe not as often as I used to the first month, but that was something also which helped me tremendously with fighting those emotions, this anger, the trauma, the mindset, the depression I was going through. That was something that was really healing, and I highly recommend that. And the last thing is, what I want to talk about it is, focus on the future. Try to find things which are important to you, things which you love to do, and try to put focus on those things. So in my case, of course, is my business, is my photography, is my son, and it's of course me. Those are the things what I want to focus on. And also, I started making long-term plans, not just the short ones, and that also kind of helps me to put some kind of structure how I can get out of this. What's my goals? What I can achieve? What I would love to do? What I can, you know, what kind of things I can do which I've never done before, but now is the time to do it. So doing those things and then looking and focusing on the future also will help you to clear your mind a little bit and find the peace with some of those things which are happening in your life. And that's something that I've been doing for the last few months, and hopefully I will be able to overcome everything what I'm going through. So I hope that was interesting. I didn't want to share this information because I thought that, you know, people don't want to even listen to this. But then I've decided to do it because I know we all going through some challenges in our lives. And some of us went through them already and have learned a lot of things. Some of us will go through it at some point in our lives. That's something that life goes and there's not much what we can do about it. So that's why I've decided to do it. And now I can freely talk about it because I didn't talk. I would say I couldn't talk about it because I was just breaking up. My emotions were taking over and I was just completely, I was just completely out of it. I have to say that my mind was in so much pain that, you know, I never thought that feelings and thoughts and the situation can be so painful, but it was. And I have to say that I never expected that situation like this can put you in that kind of mental state and how much it's going to impact everything what you do, the way you think, the way you see people. I have to say I was even at some point canceling sessions. I was canceling meetings because I was not able even to talk to people. It was just crazy. So basically the last thing what I want to talk about it is also if you are feeling that you cannot control it, there is not much what you can do, and you see that this whole thing is getting worse, seek for professional help. There's a lot of people available out there. I know some of them, they're extremely expensive. You can find someone who is probably free, but that's not easy. But that's also an option. And if you feel that there is, as I said, not much what you can do, and you see that, okay, you know what, there's not much, there's you cannot really help yourself, professional help also might be the option. I didn't go through that yet, but at this point, I think I have a little bit of control, and I can see the path, how I can get out of this. But I was also advised by so many people, so many friends, that, you know, having that kind of support, it always can help you to really find solution for some of those stuff. Okay, I could yap about it for another half an hour to an hour, I think even more. But I just want to kind of give you a little bit of essence of what was happening. And hopefully this podcast will help you to, challenge some of those stuff if you're going through similar times. And as I said, our mental state might be impacted by so many different things. I went through extreme, but again, that was something that I've learned a lot about myself, about life. I've learned a lot about my emotions, about my feelings, and you know, also how they impact everything what we do on the day-by-day situations. So I hope that you don't have to go through this. But as I said, this is something which is one of those things in your life which can really change you for the big time and can really change the way you look at everything and the way you do things. So, if you have any questions regarding this or if you went through similar stuff and you would love to share some of your experiences, please feel free to do that. I'm open to have any discussions listen to your story. I know everyone has some and everyone went through some difficult times. So I would love to hear your side and I would love to hear your story and how you went through that, because that's the most important thing, how we can find a way to get through it and come out smarter, more intelligent, and come up with new experiences which are going to help us with our life. Okay, thank you for listening. I hope that was interesting. Stay tuned and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.